The Church Defined, Power from on High. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. These are the words of Jesus to his disciples before he ascended into heaven. As the disciples tarried in prayer with one accord, the Holy Spirit came upon them with power just as Jesus promised. The Acts of the Apostles is really the record of the Acts of the Holy Spirit that was manifested through the disciples of Jesus. It was this dynamic power of the Holy Spirit working in them that emboldened them to preach the word, endowed them with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, enabled them to perform miraculous signs and wonders, which resulted in thousands being added to the church and the gospel being preached to the ends of the world. The church more than ever before needs the same anointing of the Holy Spirit today. The Holy Spirit is our teacher, John chapter 14 and verse 26, the one who convicts us of sin, righteousness and judgment, John chapter 16 verses 7 and 8, the one who enables us to be his witnesses, Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, who guides us into all truth, John chapter 16 and verse 13, bestows us with spiritual gifts, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 7 to 11, helps us in our weakness, intercedes on our behalf, Romans chapter 8 and verse 26, manifests the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 and 23, and gives us hope for life eternal, Romans chapter 8 and verse 11. As the church of today, if we can be united in love and filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, we will certainly experience and demonstrate the powerful workings of the Holy Spirit in and through us. Only then will the multitudes flock into the kingdom of God. The word of God reminds us in Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6, "Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts."